Talking Sport for a Friday night in the studio. Joining me this week, it's Malcolm Blackburn, Chris Bass, John Gartland, and also Steve Moran from Laxey. And Steve, just before we go any further, last time you were in, you were talking, you had plans, Laxey, fourth, fifth position in the league. How did that go?
Well, as you can see from the newspapers, not too good. No, we could have, you know, but we unfortunately we didn't have enough squad players because at one stage, a couple of weeks back, we were playing Combination Tuesday, First Team Wednesday, and Cal Cup on Thursday. Well, most of my team this season has been Cal Cup, so obviously I couldn't use any of them. And we went to Malcolm's side.
You had 31 players registered for the Cal Cup.
Yeah.
So you could have actually put a weaker team into the Cal Cup rather than putting, you know, and play them in the first team for experience.
Our Cal Cup, we were looking to win that competition, you know, because, I mean, our 14 to 16s have won everything this year.
Yeah.
Our 16 to 18s have won everything this year.
That's brilliant.
So, you know, as regards the future, it's great.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, some of the boys are not quite ready, but some of them have been thrown in at the deep end. I.e. Tom Smith.
Is there any of them you'd like us to get ready for you?
You're not getting any more from Laxey. I've already told Dicko, as he will verify if you'd have a word with him. Hands off, and no do.
So when's he signing, Batty? No, he is a good player, though, isn't he?
Tom Smith, yeah, he's been great. I mean, he wasn't expecting to come in this season, but... you know, with the situation with the players. I mean, if we'd have kept our players who we've had for a few years fit, we'd have done okay. Lee Cowley was playing unbelievable well, but he got injured, his hamstring, and he missed the last few months of the season, and we missed him really badly. Ross Williamson, I was, you know, hoping Ross could do a season for us there last year. He had an operation. He was out for the season. Danny Fowlis. Dislocated and broke his leg. Unbelievable.
That was in the most ever watched game of Manx football.
Yes,
wasn't
that's right. To be honest, most hits
on YouTube.
9 million.
It wasn't a dirty game by no means. That game.
Nine million people.
A good 3 minutes though.
Good 3 minutes.
Steve, 9 million people sort of like disagree.
No, it was. But yeah, I mean, when you look at that. With the players we lost this season, hence the kids doing a fantastic job for me.
They're a good bunch coming in, but they've got the right attitude. I mean, as you said, you came down to us, 10 players, no subs, and your lads battled from start to end. Against, and yeah, you could have won.
Against St John's,
yeah.
We had two of the 14-16, like young Jake Garvey and young Alex Jackson.
Yeah.
And both of them done a job for me that night.
Yeah.
Really mature performance from two kids who were thrown in. Obviously, because they weren't old enough to play Cal Cup.
So they were illegal for their first team that day, night as well?
No. Yeah. 16, they were just 16. I mean, really...
I liked about your lads, and what I've noticed with them is... There's no aggro with them. They're a good bunch. Stick together. And as I said, it was nice to see, because I think, you know, obviously there's, going back in time, there's a bit of history between St John's and Laxey, which goes back in time.
I know it's gone.
But what I'm seeing with Laxey now and these kids coming through, you keep them together. You've got a team.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm looking daggers over the table at the minute here, you know, because he's not getting any.
I think the most impressive thing from what I saw from Lex is they go to the final whistle, which is nice. Regardless of scoreline, they go to the final whistle.
Do you not think the problem, though, with the youngsters, I mean, you got such a track record with bringing the kids through, Steve, is that they want success too quickly.
That a lot of the kids do.
They want it tomorrow. Yeah. So if they look at St George's and say, well, I can see my position there, I reckon I could get that, I'm going to pick a piece of silverware up this season, so I'm going there. I'm not going to stay at Laxey and wait maybe 2 or 3 years, because your team's probably 3 years off maybe two, you might do it in two, but you're actually going to win something with that squad you've got at the moment.
The kids that we've got, I mean, some of them are not just decent kids, they're excellent.
They're
going to be Ireland players in the next couple of years, you know.
See, Bassie's ears pretty good there.
I mean, you know, obviously we've got Tom Smith.
Yeah.
we've got Matty Kent Lloyd.
Yeah.
We've got Matty Rennie, who's a really good player, but he's into his boxing as well. Sammy Gellin,
Jamie Devine.
I could go on and on. You know, we've got some really good players there. But they're going to take a while, you know, to mature, really. I mean, they've been thrown in this season and done fantastic. You know, I mean, we've had to set up against teams like Chris's, Falky's, you know, non-attacking formation, but, you know, to do a job. And I couldn't fault them in the second game against Chris and against Stevie's, the Peel game. I thought we could have got 2-1, wasn't it? 1-0 against Peel, which was a deflected goal as well.
Yeah. It was the last
Falky won't like this, but he was shouting to his boys, "Get it in the corners, get it in the corners."
Yeah.
But no, and Chris, we give Chris's boys a good game up down at your place, didn't we? You know,
they're full of energy. Your lads are absolutely full of energy, and they do keep going. But as I said, what I see is when you get a group like this, is all the things take over.
Yeah.
And we start to lose them. It'd be horrible to see what you've... See, when Chris did it, you go back in time, they all stayed at it. He's had that same bunch. You've probably got the start of what he had going back with the 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds when you handed over the reins to him.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the same thing, but there seems to be so many distractions these days when they start reaching 17 and 18. Well, and some of them drop out and they go on to other things.
It's like you say before as well, you know, some kids want... Instant
glory,
success, you know, which that's why you know, I'm not saying Chris is baiting them, but they will go to St. George's or Peel and that, you know, to get the instant success. But what I say is stay where
with
you've come through the ranks
with your mates
and try and do it, which is it means a lot then, I think, for the guys who've come through the Laxey ranks and do it for Laxey, like we did last time.
Well, that's to an extent how Geordies have done it.
Yeah,
it's the same group.
I know.
The most difficult thing, Steve, is just making sure they stay focused, because when we brought all the kids through at St. George's, all the attractions are still the same. Everything, nothing's changed in terms of attraction. It's not got any less or greater. Yeah. But it's actually making sure that they stay focused. And I was very, very fortunate in the sense that I had a focal point of young Chris Coxon, John Myers, Julian Ringham, our Chris, that were never really out of our house. So you always had a hand on, you know, to bring them through and made sure that they got to training. Yeah. And you see people packing in now because of girlfriends and other things. And if you do that, you've only got to be step away for 2 years and you'll find it so hard to get back in.
Well, I think, I mean, the guys I'm talking about, pretty level-headed guys, which you'll find this out with Tom when you get hold of him in a week or two. He's a really nice lad, not just a good footballer, he's a really nice lad as well. You know, he's very polite.
He came over very quiet at our first meeting.
He's quiet, but and when he gets his game, you know, more complete, you'll see the best of him then. You know, he's getting there. He's done really well for me this season, you know. And I speak to the young fellas all the time, you know, trying to encourage them to stay at Laxey, you know, come through the ranks with us. And I'm sure in a couple of years' time, we'll be biting at your tails, you know, simple as that.
Oh, well, somebody has to, because unfortunately for us, we lost a lot of our youth last year, but I have heard that they all want to return now because the training is far better from where, that you know, from at St. George's, so a lot of them want to come back. I mean, in particular this year, we had young Ben Bradley, who's been a terrific footballer, and he would have figured a lot more to when towards the end of the season. But Ben is by far the most intelligent footballer St. George's have ever had. You know, before A-level A-stars, he's off to be a vet.
Does that include you?
For 5 years. Yeah, I just got the 3, Steve, unfortunately. And none of them had a star on it either.
You wouldn't know which end was the rear and the head of a cab.
Ben has been terrific, because you only tell Ben something once and he just, that's it.
Yeah.
He just takes it on board. So
I had a guy at St. George's years ago, which you might remember him, little Shim, Paul Shimon. He was a fantastic, as a kid, you know.
Yeah.
But he lost a bit of interest. And he was a loss to the game.
It's a shame, but just to harp on it quickly, is the fact that a lot of junior football players are actually moving away from football now. No disrespect to you, but because of clubs like Laxey and Colby and Union Mills, and we've touched on it before, any team that has an A, a B and a C, or a D in some cases, the guys from D and C think, what am I doing here? What am I actually doing? I am in the fourth team at a football club. I could be doing so many other things with my life. Than because if I'm in the fourth team now, there's absolutely no way I am going to get right up to the A team. It's not mathematically possible for me, so I will walk away from football. Where my point of view is, I'm talking to Kian Morris, he actually passed this with the junior league, that teams were only allowed an A and B, but I do believe, I think it was Laxey and Union Mills that went to the English FA and acted on some sort of like human rights thing or whatever and got that ruling overturned. Now, if they were only allowed A and B, then there'd be a lot more junior teams competing in men's football. That's my opinion. It might not be everybody's opinion, but it's mine.
Just finish off. I don't know if you're finishing now or not, but like next season, you know, the club's going to be really organised this year. I mean, it was, you know, what happened last year, and it was a bit of a job for me last year, but I'm already organised for this year.
Where are you going to finish in the league this year? So next year,
come on, top three now. No, I'd like to think we
now the way he's talking, it's Champions League.
No, I'd like to think we could.
Are you going to slip that tenner into the middle of the table for top three?
He's trying to have a bet here.
Hey, you know they're all mocking you off your pace.
Listen, before we finish the programme, you've got young Tom going into MIFA, and you've got Tom Cowley going off signing a Morgan, professional.
He's doing really well at Morecambe. I wish I could have him. he's doing really well. He's just won the Young Apprentice of the Year at Morecambe.
That's brilliant.
You know, and that shows you about it.
It's fantastic.
Good job he's done. And he could come to Laxey.
That's an absolute credit to Laxey Football Club for Tom Cowley to be signing for Morecambe. You know, hats off to you. That's brilliant.
We've got the Alan Bannon players for the future coming through.
Yeah,
that's all we want.
We need to speak to Tom just so we can get it, so we can actually represent his country when the games become available, rather than the professional clubs, you know, mistreating what we're doing.
He's a lovely lad, by the way.
What we have got to say is that all professional clubs that are dealing with us across have been superb, from Celtic to Blackpool.
Tom Cowley.
He is. But what we have to do is go to the clubs and make sure they'll release them and that sort of thing.
Well, he done it when we played, didn't he? With Davy Cole, he was at Swindon.
Yes, that's right. Yes,
he was allowed to play with us, wasn't he?
But I have no doubt in my mind, Tom Cowley, as he, you know, progresses with Morecambe, he will, you know, 100% be involved with Alan Bannon. When you're playing at that level of football, it would be, you know, stupid of us not to.
Well, I mean, it brings the other lads up as well. I mean, you know, we're hoping to get Kieran Turney. We would have had Rowan Richardson playing. We've got, obviously, Seamus playing at Derry City. We've got Alex now playing in Australia, all coming together.
Yeah.
It lifts all the other lads over here.
How good is that? Alex Harrison is prepared to travel all the way from Australia
to Hungary
to play for his country. Brilliant. And then go back again.
Yeah.
Well, just speaking again there about MIFA, it's next weekend, and tickets to give away.
As I said, we've got two tournament tickets for the children. All you've got to tell me, 494945, is why have we called the Alan Bannon mascot Magnus? And you can get tickets and buy them online at www.manxifa.org/tickets, or go down and see Mr. Turner down at Intersport, and they're down on the counter. And give a wave to Magnus at the weekend, who will be down Strand Street with the two lovely Johnny Gartland groupies that are coming out with us.
They're not the first two. They're not the first two. So
we'll see you down in Strand Street at the weekend.
Right, and it's nearly 7 o'clock now, JP, and I've got to go to my referee's meeting tonight with Mr. Mark Halsley, so he'll be a good speech. But congratulations to the St. George's, brilliant feat. Good luck with the MIFA. And Steve, top three next year. Good luck, son.
I tell you what, there's one person can do it, Steve. I'll tell you that now.
There you go.
See, I told you, Bassy.
If you do it, Steve, if you do it, we can promise you can wear the cat suit.
There you go.
Excellent.
Right, lads, see you all again next week. I'm off to Wembley on Monday. Have a good one.
Yes, thanks, JP.